Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on your Monday. It's the 29th day of April, 2024, and after the severe and terrible weather that we've seen across the nation's midsection causing all the destruction from tornadoes, we are also seeing quite a bit of heavy weather that's going to be across coastal sections of Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and then eventually moving into the Georgia area. Weathermanpod.com, really not here to give you immediate warnings about all those severe storms that we have here. Basically, when we take a look at it, is flying in and around the United States, whether or not you're going to find any extensive delays. And then we give a weather forecast in particular for the Northeast Corridor. So our main intent not to really give you outside of just the idea that we are going to have those severe weather situations with these frontal systems as we get into the springtime. But you should go to your local National Weather Service or local private weather service to get the latest updates. And I'm sure all of you are in those places. In the meantime, though, eastern seaboard still showing some pretty decent conditions from Florida all the way up to Maine. However, we see quite a bit of extensive heavy weather in the form of severe storms and tornadoes over the Gulf Coast of eastern Texas, Louisiana, and into Mississippi. And then, of course, moving up through the central Mississippi River Valley with the next frontal system that's due to arrive in the area. In the meantime, in the northeast, it has been dry. Flying into the Atlanta area, no problems for Monday. Monday night and Tuesday, there could be some heavy weather moving into there. Florida also looking pretty good, no problems. Major, just a few light areas of showers moving in from the east, from Tampa all the way down to the Naples and Fort Myers area, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm also looking fairly good. Into Texas, Houston, the storms will probably be passing by in the morning hours on Monday, but it looks like Texas into central Texas from Dallas all the way up to Amarillo showing pretty good conditions and dry, of course, out to El Paso. Four Corners looking pretty good. California looking pretty good. Looks like rainy weather once again for Oregon and for Washington State. Chicago area has that frontal system moving through, so there will be delays flying into Chicago and into Minneapolis-St. Paul because of showers and thunderstorms associated with the weather front. But eventually it should dry out. And from the Northeast Corridor, that means from D.C. up to New York City and in the Boston area, generally dry weather for Monday night. Very warm summer-like conditions with temperatures in the 80s. Frontal system moves through, though. Things start to cool down with a chance of some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms both on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day. Talk to you first thing on Tuesday.